soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on September 25th, 2015. This morning I had a series of promptings, one of which was a phrase that Jesus referred, calling it the depths of Satan. And this I thought of as I thought of the illusions, the deceptions, the purposeful acts that are specifically to deceive, to lead people astray. People that will believe these things and believe a lie, and the snare that is laid out for the wicked people to be entrapped, and people that were hypocrites, people that did not believe the truth, or people that were walking the line, one foot in with God, one foot out of God, one foot in the kingdom, one foot in the world, people that would not hear the Lord or listen to him. Lord said he would choose their delusions. Let's look at this phrase. It comes from Revelations 2:24. And then we're going to go read the context. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. Listen, the depths of Satan. It's very, very deep. You can't fathom the depths, how deep it is, how deep the wickedness, the treachery, the nature of the adversary to God and humanity is. The devil, the dragon, the serpent. It's very deep. And there's people that study this and serve along these lines, and they are part of the occult, which is the mysteries, the hidden. That's what occult means. And there's religious systems that are very occultic, that have the depths of Satan. The one that came to Eve and deceived her, telling her that God was lying to her, that God had some other ulterior motive when God said to Adam and Eve, you may freely eat of all the things in the garden except the tree that is in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You may not partake of it lest you die. But Eve was found in the transgression. She saw that it would make her wise. She believed that it would taste pleasant. She believed the lie of the devil, and she ate of it, partake of it, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And death entered into the world. She gave it to her husband, and they both did transgress against the Lord. This is the depths of Satan. He's a liar, a deceiver. He lies in wait to deceive, to trick you, harm you, destroy you, to steal. And so do his sons. His, the ones that are of his nature will lie, they'll deceive, they'll transfigure themselves, they'll put on a facade. They're hypocrites. They hate the truth. They hate God. They hate everything that is true. Being a liar. I was thinking about this, the depths of Satan. And the illusions, things have they're a mirage, the way they appear on the surface. And Jesus warned about this. You cannot judge by the appearance. You have to have righteous judgment and the ability to discern that comes only from God. You should seek the Lord for this. This is in John 7:24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. See, it is true what Jesus said, that a good tree bears good fruit and a bad tree bears bad fruit. And even a false prophet will appear as righteous, but they are ravening wolves, masquerading. They're hiding. concealing their true agenda. But you have to have the ability to discern. There's even times with good speeches, good words, and fair speeches, they're able to deceive the simple-minded. And even in the false prophetical systems, the false church, false religious system, they'll say sound things, things quoting Moses, quoting Jesus, quoting the apostles, quoting the Word of God, but it has leaven, a little bit of falsehood. Are you listening carefully? Are you hearing? Are you weighing? Are you judging? Are you discerning? Because your life, your eternal life, depends upon it. And you've been told, take heed. Take heed. Watch. Watch. Be careful. Examine. Don't believe every spirit. Try the spirits. Study. Show yourself approved unto God. Examine. Listen. Scrutinize. Because the depths of Satan is extremely skillful. Apostles encountered this. Jesus encountered this. Snares coming at the end of the age. And throughout the ages, the snares being laid out. In Ephesians 4:14, it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You see? These are very dire, very serious dangers. And there's no way that you or I or anyone, by their own abilities, this isn't a matter of intelligence. This isn't a matter of experience. It's not a matter of education or training or association. This is an ability that comes from the Lord Himself. It's having an eye that can see, that can perceive, that can see and weigh spiritually the nature of things, can discern from the facade, from the frontal appearance, to judge what is true, what is false, what is right, what is wrong, what is absolutely pure from what is defiled. And if you're part of a religious world, the religious world is defiled. It's full of leaven. And this is why God rises up His vessels, servants, but they're His friends, because they do what He says. They listen to Him. They go where He tells them to go. They say what He tells them to say, when, how, all the details, like Jesus. They're meek, they're servants. They're like Jesus. They're loving and truthful. And they tell you the truth in love, because they care about you. When the people of God would wander astray and become like the world, would become stuck in religious rituals and forms, but denying the power of godliness, God detested it. He detested their Sabbaths and their holidays and their holy days and their new moons and their feasts and their music. And God said, stop, I don't want it. Stop, stop, stop. They were so full of adultery and idolatry and carnality and worldliness and stage playing. Ugh. God would knock on their door and call them back, and they didn't even realize that He had withdrawn His holy presence. In the New Testament, we're told, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve. Don't offend the God. His Spirit, His eyes are to and fro throughout all the earth. This is the reality. And God, with His Son, Jesus Christ, the one who has purchased us in His own blood by the death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. Will you trust Jesus? Will you listen to Him? Will you sit at His feet? Abide in Him? And His word abide in you? The Lord will not let you believe these lies, this plot, that deception, the depths of Satan, that His emissaries that are going forth as ministers of righteousness, but they're liars. As prophets, but they false prophesy. As apostles, but they're false apostles. As ones that sit in the place of Christ, They're antichrists. False brethren. All these things are warnings from the beginning as the true assembly of God was brought forth. And right away, like Paul said, men came in, wolves, masquerading, titillating, leading astray, and men making disciples after their own selves, looking for it as a business opportunity, using the words of God as a text to deceive. I was thinking about this today, the depths of Satan, and all that's involved in this delusion, deception, illusion. And what did I see within hours? On the monitor of a screen of the media being broadcast all over the world, something that was taking place today in the United States of America, a great illusion. A man wearing a white robe, promoting himself as the representation of Jesus Christ in the earth. A liar, a deceiver, not even born again, not even knowing the true Jesus, violating the word of God on many, 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 many points, if you knew the word. And this man, this thing, this actually took place today, standing at a location that was another myth, another illusion, another deception, a place in New York. A story that's promoted by the government, by education, by the media, by religion. And it's all a lie. A destruction so catastrophic, it shocked the people. But as a psychological warfare was used upon the masses of the minds of the people, they promote this myth to control the people, to lead them into the snare. And this is what Jesus said about the last days. As a snare shall it come upon them on the face of the whole earth. The depths. It's very, very deep. And you better be strong in the Lord. You better have discernment. You better be able to distinguish and see through the facade. In 1 Corinthians 12:10, it's speaking of the gifts of the Spirit, they're known, or the manifestations of the Spirit of God. To another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. Can you distinguish between spirits? Can you distinguish when someone does something in the name of Jesus? Is it truly emanating from the Spirit that is holy and true, the Spirit of truth? Or is it a lie? Or is it flesh? Discern. Hebrews 5:14 was talking about people that are strong in the faith or weak in the faith, where they should be strong in the Lord. They're not. Let's look at this. For when you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. You should be able to have strong meat because you're mature and able to chew and assimilate the Word of God. But really, he says, you need to go back to the first principles of the Word of God, and you're in need of milk, like an infant. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. This is from Hebrews. What's your state in the Lord? Are you a baby? Are you on milk? Are you drinking from the breasts of leaders? Are you drinking from the Lord? Are you eating the word? Are you eating the scroll of God like the Lord spoke to Ezekiel and John? You have to be able to have your senses exercised to know good and evil. You can't just be a babe sitting under teachers. When your life is surrendered to the Lord, and you abide in Him, and you seek Him, and you walk carefully before the Lord, listening to Him, He will keep you in the way. He will cause you to have all the abilities, the enablements of the Spirit of God to see correctly as you read the Word, and as you guard yourself and take heed and beware that you don't sit and partake of the leaven of the Pharisees. Which is what? It's false doctrine and hypocrisy. And in 1 Corinthians 5, the leaven was the immorality. Now this is something that was spoken of by Jesus at the church of Thyatira. Let's read this. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works, and charity, and service, and faith, and your patience, and your works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you. Why? He says. He tells you why. Revelations 2:20. Because you endure, tolerate, allow, sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. A woman that calls herself a prophetess, exalting herself, lording over as an overlord, to influence the people into what? To teach them, to entice them, to entrap them, to seduce them, to become servants of fornication, sexual immorality, promotes liberality, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. This is what Jezebel does. This is what Jezebel did. This is what Jezebel shall do. Jesus says, and I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches, the assemblies, shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto everyone according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not known this doctrine, and have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put none other burden upon them. Here are some similar warnings from Paul the Apostle, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there coming a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the house of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the lie of the serpent, isn't it? This is the original lie. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholds that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's the depths of Satan. That's the illusion, the deception, the delusion, the lies, the snare. Do you see? Very deep. Very deep. Even with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. There's a very, very large group of people. Massive amounts of people in the last days throughout history that are falling into this snare. They are falling for the mystery of iniquity that already has been working throughout history, from the beginning in Babylon and from the garden even, until the end. And all deceivableness, all delusion, illusion, a facade, and powers of darkness. And why do people believe these things? Because they don't love the truth. Let's go on. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. This is what I'm thinking about today. The depths of Satan. Very deep. Very skilled. He has lying spirits that go forth. He has lying prophets that go forth, lying apostles, false brethren, false teachers, false Christs, false ministers of righteousness, that they appear even as the devil himself appears as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11. Paul, Peter, Jesus, any true man of God is so concerned that the innocent, the flock of God, would fall sway and be harmed by all this delusion and deception. A massive snare, ladies and gentlemen. Depths of Satan, very deep. They introduce fornication, adultery, everything perverse, and idolatry. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those that perish, because the people opened the door, because they didn't receive the love of the truth, that they could be saved. And this is why God sends strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. This discussion is so amazing because it is so scriptural. From Isaiah chapter 66, verse 4. I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Why? Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes and chose that which I delighted not. Ladies and gentlemen, how often have you heard the Lord telling you to hear his voice? Hear my voice. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hear me and live. The Lord knocks on the door, and if any man answers, and he will come in and sup with him, and he with him. But people say no, they don't want to hear the Lord. They don't want to follow his voice. They refuse his voice, and there's a result to that. The Lord will take away even that which you have if you have no delight in his voice, because he is the one that will protect you from this snare, from this lie, from this plot, from this deception, from the illusion, from the depths of the Satan. The sad part is, God isn't real to people, because God is invisible. You can't see him. You can't touch him. And it requires a pure heart, generally, to hear his voice and to be faithful in what he speaks to you, to walk with that. And what happens is man becomes more real than God. And religious people follow men rather than the Lord, the shepherd. This is a horrible thing. It's written by Jeremiah. And Jesus spoke of it. Paul spoke of it. It's grievous. But as we wind up this age, you can be sure the mystery of iniquity is already working. And if you put your trust in the political leaders that govern the secular world, if you put your trust in them, you're foolish. That's a snare. If you put your trust in religious leaders that violate the word of God, disobey the voice of Jesus, disobey the scriptures, setting themselves as overlords over the people. When Jesus said, "Your brethren, only Jesus Christ is the Lord. Only he is the master." You've opened the door to the snare, to the depths of Satan. And the blind guides are here. And the blind people are here. And they're marching together into the snare, into the depths of Satan, the bottomless pit. May the Lord give you understanding. May the Lord be gracious and merciful to you to help you realize the serious danger that the world and the people in it are truly in. It takes a miracle to be saved, because there'd be so few, there'd be no one saved, except with God, all things are possible. You can be saved. You can cling to the Lord. You can trust him. Put your absolute confidence in him, and with a pure conscience from your heart. He won't let you believe the lie. He won't let you be in the plot of the wicked and be part of the snare. Look what they're doing right on the media. The media is a promotion of propaganda. The devices are here where the devil, the dragon, is mimicking God to see everything, to hear everything, to control everything. Everything is going to be monitored. They have microphones, drones, every manner of device in the heavens and in the earth, on your street corner. All these things are laid out, particularly for a people that had no delight in the Lord, that had no delight to hear his voice or to respond when he spoke.
Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com.
And To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on Friday, September 25th, 2015. This story from New York Daily News: Pope Francis prays for the 9/11 victims at interfaith service during first New York City visit. Quote, Pope Francis made his mission to mend broken hearts Friday when he made his papal pilgrimage to the saddest spot in New York City. Goes on and says, his prayer said, quote, we ask you in your goodness to give eternal light and peace to all who died here. Quote, the Pope said in his halting English while standing near the underground flood wall that survived the 2001 terrorist attacks. Quote, the heroic first responders, our firefighters, police officers, emergency service workers, and port authority personnel, along with all the innocent men and women who were victims of this tragedy simply because their work of service brought them here on September 11, 2001, unquote. It was Francis' first visit to the National September 11 Memorial and Museum, the setting for the interfaith service. And CBS Local reports from New York about a dozen religious leaders from the Jewish, Muslim, Greek Orthodox, Hindu, and other faiths stood behind the Pope as he prayed at the opening of the service. And went on and said, Francis' prayer was followed by meditations of peace led by religious leaders from Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Christian, and Muslim faiths, some of which were read in sacred tongues while others were in English. And CBS reports, Sacramento, Folsom Lake, Northern California Reservoir ran dry overnight, killing thousands of fish and leaving residents looking for answers.
This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.